嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。众所周知啊，美国是一个联邦制的国家，每个州呢都有一定的独立性，因此每个州都有一套属于自己的法律。在这其中当然也包括听起来一些怪怪的法律条文。这一期呢 Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊一聊美国的这一些奇葩的法律。首先我们来看一下美国的这个法律到底是如何制定的。TJ,、
uh-huh.
We know that laws can be different depending on the state、
yeah.
you're in.
Right.
So,、they can vary, but how exactly is the law made? Who decides on it?
Passing a law in America, be it on the state level or the federal level, is really cumbersome.
Okay, 他说在美国啊，如果是在州的层面以及在联邦的层面来制定一个法律是非常困难而且是耗时持久的。
And it was designed like that by our founding fathers so that American citizens didn't have to worry about, you know, a million different laws being passed.
也正是由于在美国制定一条法律非常的困难，这些立法者呢，或者说人民不会轻易的去说，哎，我要定一条什么法律了。TJ, you've mentioned the founding fathers, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's Thomas Jefferson, there's Benjamin Franklin, and、
yeah.
of course, there's George Washington.
美国的开国元勋们托马斯这个杰弗逊，然后本杰明·富兰克林以及我们最熟悉的乔治·华盛顿，都是他们制定了这样一条规则，是他们制定了说法律是应该如何被制定。
But let me keep the law passing pretty simple. First, it's written up as a bill by a person who wants that law made.
Okay.然后 TJ 讲首先第一步，如果你想制定一条法律的话，首先需要一个人提出一个议案。
Then the bill gets a sponsor, a person who wants it passed.
然后这个时候需要一个 sponsor, 就是说支持你的人要花点钱。那个人呢，他为什么要花钱来支持你，就是他希望这个议案是被通过的。
Then it goes through different chambers until getting to the voting stage.
然后呢，就会提交给议会，这个时候议会就要来投票了。
Now, this is where democracy kicks in, because the guy you voted for, your senator,、
mm-hmm.
should vote based on the values and、policies that made you vote for him in the first place.
Gotcha. 但是到底给谁投票，给哪个法律，或者说哪个议案投票，真的是一件非常困难的事情。哪怕有这样的种种的流程以及约束的机制，还是很难。你怎么就知道这个人会长期的秉承他之前提出那个价值观，以及说他承诺做什么事情，在这个议案里他的目的是什么，最后就能变成现实，而且能够长期的执行呢？很难很难。今天呢 ,Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的是美国的奇葩法律条文。如果你想在微信评论专区和我以及 TJ 一起来互动，或者你希望获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文。那我们今天重要的议题是什么呢？聊一聊美国那些奇葩的法律，而不是说聊正常的一个法律如何去制定。那么接下来我们就来聊聊这个话题。TJ, I've heard that there are a lot of crazy laws in America. For example, I read on the website that in Oklahoma,、
mm-hmm.
我读了一个新闻，在这个俄克拉荷马州一个奇怪的新闻，叫做你不能偷吃任何一个人的汉堡，如果是这样的话，它是非法的。Taking a bite of someone else's hamburger is illegal.
Good.
You're gonna like it.
Yeah, take a bite out of my friggin' hamburger.
So, can you give us some more examples of some crazy laws like that?
Oh yeah, there are plenty. For example, in the state of Georgia.
Georgia. 乔治亚州有一个很奇怪的法律。
Yeah, you cannot keep ice cream in your back pocket on Sundays.
That doesn't sound like a law.
It's totally a law.
乔治亚州有一个很奇葩的法律叫做你不能把一个 ice cream, 这个什么冰激凌放在你的后口袋里，而且不能在哪一天的其他日子是可以的。Sunday, you can't.
Only Saturday.
Saturday, you can't.
Yeah, Saturdays, it's cool. Sundays, no. Now, also, in Ohio, it is illegal to dye chickens different colors. Any day of the week, you can't make your chicken
purple. Who's gonna dye a chicken?
Well, enough people to where it became
a problem. I never dyed myself. I'm not gonna dye a chicken.
Well, who knows? There's some people in Georgia or Ohio that's dyeing chickens.
好，在这个 Ohio, 俄亥俄州也有一个奇葩的法律叫做你不能给鸡染不同的颜色。我说我自己都没有给自己染过什么黄头发、绿头发。他们还去管鸡呢。
And in the great state of, and my home, Alabama, according to code section 13A-12-5, persons shall not engage in bear wrestling.
我们知道 DJ 是从这个阿拉巴马州来的，然后在这个地方他们有一个奇葩的法律，叫做你不能和这个熊进行决斗。
Yeah, I kind of find it hard to follow this law in particular.
You will be died.
No,
in a second.
I am an expert bear wrestler, Alan.
美国这些法律真的是好无厘头啊，有一些你听起来你会觉得这是一个法律吗？太奇葩了。 TJ, don't you think these laws are stupid? Do Americans really like these kind of laws?
Well, yeah, you know, you have to realize that a lot of these laws were made like 100 years ago, and repealing a law is more of a pain in the ass than passing one.
Makes sense. 他说好多法律呢是100年以前来制定的，所以说你要废除这个法律可能也要花好多的精力，所以说可能就保存下来了。
So today they're ignored and they aren't really enforced. Except that one was made in 2006 and they actually enforce it.
所以说他们现在处理方法呢就是我也不废除你，但是我们其实那个法律就放在那里，就没有人去真正的去执行。除了他这个家乡里这个不能和熊决斗这个法律呢是在2006年制定的，他的家乡真的是好疯狂啊。 Wait, TJ, where are you going?
Well, I gotta get out of here. I gotta wrestle a bear. He touched my girlfriend's ass. Gotta teach him a lesson.
我说 TJ, 你怎么现在就准备收拾东西走了？他说啊，我准备去和一个熊决斗了。他说他在那个碰我女朋友的屁股，然后我要去教训他一下。好了，这一期的节目我们就到这里了。